Every time you send a message through Gmail or search for information on Google, you're getting a little help from a crew of engineers in Madison. Anna Marie Yanni recently spent time at the Google office near the Wisconsin Capitol learning about what the engineers in Madison are up to, and she joins me now with more. To start, Anna Marie, how long has this office been in the state?
Great question. Actually, in 2007, a former UW-Madison professor and team approached Google about establishing the office. They wanted to help the company develop its data centers while staying close to home. It sounds like that was the kind of talent Google was looking for. So they established an office in Madison focused on the type of research UW-Madison was good at: hardware, software, databases, and they recruited graduates coming out of the university.
So what does this office specialize in today?
Well, for an office of only, you know, over 100 engineers, they have a hand in projects with a pretty large reach. They specialize in hardware and software for data centers. And the site lead and engineering director, Milo Martin, told me their work is very foundational.
Every time you do a Google search, or every time you send a Gmail, or every time, like, my son uploads something to Google Classroom, or my daughter's concert for elementary school is live streamed on YouTube, there's work being done in Madison that's some piece of supporting all of this.
But they do have some key projects they're known for. One is this chip that helps power Google's artificial intelligence called a Tensor Processing Unit, or TPU. The company has called these chips the, quote, backbone for AI across nearly all Google's products. And over a decade ago, the Madison office began laying the framework for TPUs. At the time, Google's AI computation demand was on track to outpace its data center capacity. The chip basically helps run mathematical computations. Martin told me AI models rely on these computations being done in a certain way, over and over.
So by building a custom piece of silicon, a chip, that's really good at doing those things, it can be, you know, not just twice as good, but 10 times, 100 times in terms of being more energy efficient or being faster at doing those computations.
And is there still a connection between this local Google office, which is doing all this foundational work, and UW-Madison, which is essentially what led to the office in the first place?
Well, they still hire UW-Madison graduates, as well as students from other Midwest colleges and worldwide. But a university employee told me the partnership works both ways. David Ertl is the executive director of UW-Madison's N+1 Institute. It formed last year to partner with companies and bring students industry experience. Ertl told me UW-Madison computer science graduates are historically good at systems technologies that companies like Google want.
You know, it helps Google to recruit our excellent students, but at the same time, it helps us attract students, knowing that Google's actively recruiting here on campus.
Big tech companies like Google are famous for having kind of a vibe on their campuses and in their offices. Is there any of that in the Google office in Madison?
That's a great question. You know, they have ping pong tournaments. This office also has sort of a Midwest theme. They have a cow mascot. And it's got these, like, sweeping views of the state's capital. You can see, you know, both lakes from up there. So I would say it's got a cool vibe.
WPR's Anna Marie Yanni, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.